families living in on the autism spectrum in Bonner County. And it really came out of doing the Race Across America, where we, you know, to be honest with you, we were looking for a cause to support because we wanted to go race our bikes across the country. And we found autism because of Jackson Barth, Lisa and David's son. So we did it, and it worked so well. We just thought, you know, we should keep doing this. And obviously, the real reason, though, is that there's a real need, is that families living on the spectrum, particularly in a small community like Sandpoint and Bonner County, don't have a lot of the support mechanisms you might find in other communities. So that was the idea. And we have continued to do that for the last now 6 years. And we do things like give away grants to both families and individuals, as well as to community service providers. And it's the idea of there's really two things we do is it's that one-to-one. So if you're a family and can't afford it, we can help you give you some of those equipment that will help you live or have a higher quality of life. And the other thing we do, which it really in ways it's like that amplifier effect, we hope that by paying or supporting a professional service provider to go to some new training or bring in some equipment, then they, because they work with many people, it will have a much bigger impact.
And you said that you, Team Autism 24/7 has been kind of doing this for 6 years. And what have you seen the need change over that time? I know that the spectrum, autism spectrum, has changed. And any one of you can answer that.
Sure. So if you look at statistics of how autism has increased in our country and actually worldwide, those numbers keep going down. You know, one stat I have is in 2014, the CDC says it's 1 in 68 people are diagnosed with autism. That number is decreasing. There are many people who aren't reported and who find out that they are on the spectrum later in life. And so often it's early diagnosis that's being reported, but the truth is it impacts many, many, many people. And so they have varying needs. And so what we find is as those needs are increasing in the world, they're certainly increasing in our community. So our intent, as Wayne was saying, is really to impact individual families and individuals who have autism, as well as championing the service providers who roll up their sleeves every day and who are out there working with challenging population who really need support. And so it's, we're finding every year in our grant cycle, for instance, more and more people are showing up saying, yes, please, could you support us in this or that way? And so I would say that we are seeing more interest and support of our organization, and in turn, we're able to reach more and more folks every year.
With some of those statistics that you just pointed out, you mentioned the word early intervention. How important is that? And for teachers and parents to have the skills and resources to do that assessment so that they know where to go with a child?
Early assessment is key. We know that the brain can change, and the earlier you are able to impact changes and support the needs of any individual, the better chance that they're going to improve and change their lives and learn and adapt in ways that are going to help them. So our particular organization, we don't necessarily focus directly on early intervention, but that is very important. There are the schools, Birth to Three programs in our community certainly support those places, and we support the service providers, physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech and language, who work directly with young populations as they're being diagnosed.
And because this is an ever-changing spectrum, we'll call it, the training that you mentioned that you send some of these service providers to is probably crucial because there's new evidence and new scientific approaches and thoughts behind this subject.
So I will speak to, you know, one statistic that's staggering that, you know, we're no exception in our community is autism's the fastest growing developmental disability in the United States. And so people, individuals with autism, they often have additional challenges. So it might be physical, sleeping challenges or medical challenges. And in addition to that, really what we're unique with Team Autism is that we're actually serving the whole community. We're trying to collaborate with families as well as professionals and the larger Sandpoint community, because autism's a community-wide challenge. And the organization that Team Autism represents is the strength of our, you know, membership and involvement. This year, our grant cycle speaks to that. And tonight, I will use this as a segue into showcasing that we're distributing our annual grants. So part of our mission as a nonprofit is that we provide trainings. We do an annual family and professional grant. And we do year-round recreational offerings. So we are also maintaining an active website, Facebook, social media. So tonight is a big event for us because we do an annual autism movie that is in celebration of April being Autism Awareness Month. And so each year we try and select a movie that has a compelling story. And also we combine that with distributing and awarding our family and professional grants, which tonight we will be doing our largest audience of recipients with the largest amount of grant awards to date.
One of the statistics I just looked at was $60,000 per year for a family to help their child who has autism or is on the spectrum with autism. That's a lot of expense. Is it covered by insurance, medical insurance? I mean, some of the expense might be if it was medical, but there's so much.
There's so many different things, Susie. You're right. I think, and that's even an average. So you could look at individuals who have autism and then additional complications, physical, mental health challenges. Some insurance probably covers some. I would say, well, I'm just making this as my own opinion, that there are many families who are looking at alternative things that aren't covered by insurance, but that's the kind of needs that they want to support, and they're going to do it irrespective of whether insurance pays for it. So it's a big out-of-pocket expense for families.
And that's where Team Autism's grants can come in to individuals and families to take care of the other things that insurance might not pay for. And Lisa, you mentioned a movie.
Yes.
It might be fun to hear a little bit about the movie, just to where you're going to do a grant. You're going to present the grants.
So the movie premiere is for the awarded and feature movie is Life Animated. And it tells the story of Owen Suskind, and his father is a renowned journalist. And the story tells of his experience and his story of autism. He's a young adult now, and it's really the family's journey as they embrace his fascination and mesmerization with especially Disney and the characters and life that he discovers through that vehicle. And so there's animation, there's Disney, and there's also a really overarching message about embracing and, you know, a family going to any lengths to reach their child and professionals who support that. And yeah, it's a great event. We also have our award ceremony that the public is invited to at 5:30. Where we'll be introducing and hearing from people in the community. We have nearly 20 professionals receiving training opportunities, equipment, additional materials to serve the clients and students that they work with. And then we have over 15 individual grants that are being awarded to families and individuals for a variety of offerings, many sensory related requests for equipment that will help with self-regulation and just quality of life, as well as adaptive recreational offerings so that these people can experience, you know, and live life to their fullest potential.
It sounds like each individual human being is, as I said, an individual, and someone on the autism spectrum has their own needs and abilities, I'll say also, that through a process of support from Team Autism 24/7 can really be met, is what I'm hearing you say.
Well, I think it's also, what does spectrum really mean?
Yeah.
And because that's in reaction to that is some of what the work that we do. And that idea is that you have at one end high functioning, and you know, a lot of people say, for example, Silicon Valley may be 50% high functioning spectrum people because there's a lot of really, really intelligent people. What starts to happen though is they become less and less able to be or socially aware. They may have missed social clues that many of us just take for granted. So they can seem socially awkward, but they're still high functioning. They can be in this world and often aren't even diagnosed. And so there's some, that's where David was talking earlier, the number is 1 in 68. I was reading this morning about a study, it's really 1 in 45 because there's under-reporting and under-diagnosis. But then it always goes all the way through this idea of the spectrum to the other end where you have people who are non-communicative, easily frustrated, can't be out of routine, have a lot of food issues, a lot of different other symptoms that are much more dramatic and debilitating. And, you know, part of our goal is clearly high-functioning people. A lot of them have done very, very well in this world. But anybody who really needs support and can't afford it on their own, that's where we step in. You know, and if Lisa, maybe you can just, even some of the things, for example, that we've helped the on the one-to-one idea of helping a family or an individual. You know, things like, you know, I don't know, what do you have the list in front of you?
So we have a student who's requested a stand-up desk to support their success at school. A teacher who works as a with communication with a variety of students, asking for materials, just additional. I mean, the professionals in our community, the number of professionals has grown. So yes, that has happened dramatically. And they avail themselves of additional trainings and professional development, often by their own resources. So, you know, and time. So any additional support is welcome. We have things for, you know, all manner of sensory things. We have swing requests, weighted blanket requests, and a sensory hammock, you know, things that will allow students and families to have a better quality of life.
Right. Go ahead.
And I would say a lot of that, for example, a sensory blanket is, it helps with that overstimulation that a child on the spectrum or even maybe an adult will have. And they're really literally just heavy blankets that they feel embraced by it. And it really helps calm them down. And while that may sound simple, it's a big deal for a family that's living on the spectrum.
I just want to remind our listeners, we're live in the studios of 88.5 KRFY this morning. We're speaking with David Barth, Lisa Barth, and Wayne Pignolet from Team Autism 24/7. They have an event coming up this evening at the Panada. It is an animated film, or it's a film called Life Animated. It's not only animated. It's about a young person named Owen Suskin and his father and their journey through autism. And that is open to the public, I take it. Is it for all ages?
Yes, it's a well-acclaimed movie, rave reviews, and it's definitely for adults and young adults, and kids would like it. It went to Sundance and San Francisco Film Festival, winning awards, and the director is Roger Ross Williams, who is a Oscar-winning director. So this is a high-powered movie, and it's definitely going to be, I think, pretty funny. There's some really great fun stuff in there, and it's poignant, and it's a feel-good movie. We're asking for donation. This is a fundraiser as well. We're suggesting $7 donation, and people are welcome to come in any case.
I just wanted to mention Team Autism 24/7, as I said in the beginning, is a nonprofit. So how do you raise funds to do all this wonderful work you're doing supporting our children and families in our community?
Well, I'll give one, and then Wayne, you can say. I really want to just give a shout out to the community of Sandpoint. We exist because of the outpouring of support and financial, well, support for the races in 2011 and 12, and we continue to reach out to the community. Autism is in the community. It affects everyone. And one of the things I think we do well is help the community celebrate autism. It's not just something to deal with. It's something to celebrate. So as we do that, we experience businesses, families, people who are affected by, they are saying, thank you. And here, can we help support you? That's a general piece. We also do specific fundraisers. And Wayne, why don't you talk about the one in the fall that we love to do?
Yeah, the one that we do in the fall is called Crosstoberfest, and it's a bicycle race that we hold. It's the first weekend in October. This will be our sixth year, and it's held out on the University of Idaho property on North Boyer. And what it is, it's a regional race. There's people that come from all over the region. We've had 200 to 300 people every year come from out of town to come in and be part of it. It's 2 days, a Saturday and Sunday. And first of all, thank you to the benevolence of the University of Idaho that we get to use the piece of property to have this race. And they're almost the perfect piece of property to have this race on. So everybody at University of Idaho that lets us do it, that's great. The good thing about that is we actually have built a permanent bike trail out there as well, which the community is welcome to come and use. But anyways, we do it every fall, and we raise money out of that. And in addition to money, it's also the awareness issue. And because we want, obviously, part of our goal is to create the community, particularly for the families who are so isolated at times because they're so, autism spectrum can take a lot of energy. But to create community, to raise awareness for others. So when you see somebody who you has some issue going on, it may not be what you think it is. Mm-hmm. And so to help raise the awareness of that. And then again, of course, is to raise money, because at the end of the day, money is what allows us to buy things to change worlds.
Really, to support your professionals and the families. I just want to also remind us that in January of this year, yes, KRFY and Team Autism teamed up for a special Viggo Mortensen showing of Captain Fantastic at the Panada. Two nights we sold out.
Sold out. And 2 weeks out before. We were sold out 2 weeks ahead of time, right? Or a week ahead of time.
And that was really fun to partner. And we're partnering with another event coming up that supports the cyclocross course, which supports Team Autism. It's the Viggo Mortensen Art Auction. We're going to have a online silent auction of signed prints, CDs, and books, but we're also having an art opening and reception May 6th from 11 to 3 at Syringa Cyclery, located at 518 Oak Street in downtown Sandpoint. And that is also the first day of the farmer's market. So after you've been to the farmer's market, come down and see the art opening, and then you can go and bid online at biddingforgood.com/KRFY. You can actually go there right now and view the everything's up on the site for the auction, so you can preview the auction now. And that is, again, a Team Autism, basically 24/7 and KRFY joint fundraising effort.
And I wanna just also a shout out clearly to the Mortensons, Viggo and Charles, because they've huge both in what happened with the Viggo coming into town and screening Captain Fantastic. And then for anybody who went to that, Viggo stayed. I mean, I think he would have stayed all night talking about the movie. He was very generous with his time. So to do that, because that really was key in raising funds significant funds, really, mm-hmm. and that all came from this community. But also Charles is an integral part of Crosstoberfest and putting that together. In fact, the truth is he probably does most of the manual labor in terms of getting the course ready. But don't tell anybody I said that, okay? Because I have him convinced I actually do help.
That sounds good. I just want to shout out and have you tell the KRFY listeners how to... Another thought that came to mind is we might not individually be affected, so to speak, by autism, but we are if we're part of a community because I don't know if affected is the right word, but involved in autism because our citizens are here. And so this awareness that you're talking about, Wayne, seems really important.
Yeah, you know, and I think that awareness is an interesting thing. So my story about how I got involved was before 2011 did I really know or anybody who was on the spectrum. The only person I really knew was Jackson Barth. And because of stuff I do with David. So I knew about Jackson. And so it seemed a natural thing. But I wasn't really aware of it, more of that around me. But then I got involved in this. And of course, as soon as you start to look, it's amazing how many people actually are there. And it's increasing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and people would say to me, oh, you don't have anybody in your family on the spectrum. And my answer was no. I'm one of six kids, none of my siblings, any of them, none of their kids. And then finally, one of my nieces had a child just literally a year after we started doing Team Autism, who was diagnosed. She lives in Seattle. Her name is Miette. And she's partially verbal. She's doing great. But I also have seen the impact, including a divorce as a direct result of living on the spectrum can do. It just put a lot of pressure on a family.
And I'll go back to the word community. I always like to think, and I think as we move through this current world that we live in, community is going to be a very important part. And every single person is important in our community. And so that awareness, again, is important. And tonight, I'm just going to throw it out again. We'll do it again at the end. A movie called Life Animated at the Panada, being hosted by Team Autism 24/7. It will bring another picture and more information and awareness to what is going on in our world these days. So anything else you want to say about the movie, Lisa, or how to contact Team Autism 24/7 and your website, what else is going on? I know you're really busy all the time, probably.
Our website is a great interface. It's teamautism247.com. And we also have links to all the local and regional resources. So we are welcoming of involvement, and you can go directly to that website. This movie, yeah, the only thing I'm going to showcase is, you know, it's an uplifting story, and it's a message of hope. It's a message, like I said, of one family, as any family would, embracing and following the joy that they see in the child and the lengths they are willing to go to celebrate and support him on his journey and his development. And they really cover, especially what's a community-wide issue, which is how do we navigate as these young adults age into adulthood, and what does that look like as they move on from public schools and the supports of system into our larger communities. And that is definitely the focus of this.
And you know, I would say my own journey with learning about autism with Jackson, and I had the whole spectrum of emotional experiences as any parent would, from shock and anger and frustration and sadness and victim and why me, and then why Jackson, and it really turned into what an amazing thing. I mean, it's really amazing. And that would be the thing I would say, I think Team Autism 24/7 really embodies and what I want the message for what it's like to experience autism to be, which is, it's an amazing gift. And to be curious when you see people in the community might get in your way, or you might have to go a little slower, or they might not respond. And that's the first layer. Take a breath and notice, and it's amazing. And that's really the gift that I think autism brings to us, and I think we champion as a group. That's what we're about, is helping our community understand who we have. This is a gem of a resource. We need to tend it. We need to service this resource, and there are a lot of needs there. So that's really what it's about. When you see this film, when you interface with people who have autism, I bet you'll feel like I do, which is curious, a little awkward, and then just joy.
Very nice. So that's about it. Dwayne, do you want to give us one more pitch, so to speak, on the movie tonight?
Yeah, tonight at 6:30, we're going to start the movie. Life Animated, award-winning movie, an uplifting, fun, yet poignant movie about living on the autism spectrum from one family's perspective. We really hope everybody will come. You can find out more information at teamautism247.com. Again, the movie starts at 6:30. And if you are so inclined, we are going to be doing our grant awards at 5:30. It's all at the Panada Theater here in beautiful downtown Sandpoint.
That was a pretty good pitch.
Thanks. I have one other shout out. Got a shout out to KRFY. So you guys, I mean, we have done these fundraisers with you. We're on our second one together now. But even way before that, you have always been so accommodating to have us come on and talk about what we do and how we do it and to spread the word and create community. So for that, we are incredibly grateful. Thank you.
Well, thank you from KRFY to our amazing community also for the support we have. And you said the word, I've said it several times, it is a community radio station. We're here for our community. And interviewing such as this is just exactly what we're here for. You are also, I just want to shout out, giving away 35 grants tonight, if my figures are right from what Lisa said. So the work you're doing is commendable and important and vital for a living community, and that's what we have here. So thank you so much, Wayne, Lisa, and Dave, for coming in, and we'll see you at the movie tonight called Life Animated. The movie starts at 6:30. There's a grant cycle giveaway at 5:30. Come on down and find out about our world. And we're going to go out this morning at KRFY 88.5, and this is listener-supported community radio for North Idaho. We're going to have the song by the Beatles called In My Life. We hope you have a beautiful day. Take care.